All right, Mark, have everything rolling on my end here. So, once this cool down hits our region, are we looking at those temperatures to remain, in that pretty consistent range? What does kind of the first couple weeks of November look like right now?
Well, obviously, this work week will be much above normal, and then temperature-wise. Then, as we get into the second full week, the coldest of the subnormal air should be to the west of us, with the Red River Valley kind of hanging in that normal to the cool side of normal, just a few degrees below normal. And then heading into the last half of the month right now, it looks like a return to a more normal temperature pattern, which again, as we get into the last part of November, we're then talking about daytime highs that are already sub-freezing. So it's going to be somewhat relative. We're running this week anywhere from 20 to 30 degrees above early November normals.
Yes. Well, Mark, is there anything else in particular you're watching in this forecast? I know we focus pretty heavily here just on the more immediate, 2 week outlook, but we keep talking about La Niña, and well, is that still the case for this winter? It's here, and what does La Niña bring when we're talking about the Northern Plains, North Dakota, Minnesota?
Sure. La Niña is when the sea surface temperatures along the equatorial Pacific from the South American coast westward across the Pacific are colder than normal. And we're already looking at a very robust La Niña that has set up across that region with very cold waters near the surface. Typically, what happens in a fall is we tend to favor above normal temperatures. Now, obviously, that really hasn't been the case this year. So there's some other factors in the atmosphere that are kind of contradicting the classic La Niña pattern. As we move forward into the core of the winter months, we tend to have more frequent cold weather outbreaks, especially as we get past the first of the new year. The November-December time frame tends to be very traditional with a lot of temperature swings, and then the last half of the winter into the early fall tends to be where the coldest, the largest departures from normal occur. Precipitation-wise is extremely variable. Every La Niña is different. This year, the supposition is that precipitation will be kind of on the higher side of normal in most areas, especially to the west of the Red River Valley.
Well, Mark, that's all the questions I had. Anything else?
I think that right now I like to use the comparison of the climate community to what's been going on with the pandemic. As more and more information comes in about the behavior of the virus, they're able to adjust the models and to make better estimations and then change the protocols to fight it. Climate forecasting is the same way. The climate is not static. It always changes. And so we typically use history to help predict our weather into the future, as well as advanced computer models. With the changing climate, it sometimes is difficult to necessarily capture everything within the computer models or the analogs of previous years. So that's kind of what I look at, is I look at the sciences as being something evolving. We're getting better, but sometimes there are what I like to call spectacular busts in the forecast, and we really don't like to make bad forecasts.